WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Hurricane Helene was far from over after making landfall in Florida. It's been carving a path of destruction through the southeast. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
Helene is causing life-threatening flash flooding, numerous landslides and down trees, causing power outages.
The death toll is now at 43. Israel dropped massive bombs in Beirut today, going after Hezbollah targets. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
We need this ceasefire now. We cannot afford endless negotiations as we have on Gaza.
Attorney General Merrick Garland announced today three people are being charged with helping Iran interfere with the U.S. election.
The defendant's own words make clear that they were attempting to undermine former President Trump's campaign in advance of the 2024 U.S. presidential election.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A change of plans for Donald Trump's rally in southwest Wisconsin tomorrow. It's been moved from the airport in Prairie du Chien to a performing arts auditorium indoors. The Secret Service says it's stretched thin due to the United Nations General Assembly meetings in New York. Wisconsin school superintendent says budget-writing lawmakers should release $50 million to support literacy education. Jill Underly says the Joint Finance Committee's decision to hold on to the money is putting a burden on local communities.
They have, with good faith, bought new curriculum, have trained their teachers, but they haven't released the funding that they need to do this. And so they are footing the bill, and their taxpayers and the local communities are having to do it. And the money is there. It just hasn't been released.
Underly accuses Joint Finance Republicans of obstruction. She gave her annual State of Education speech yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. The government is fining the company that employed a diver who died while cleaning the water tank in Blair last March. OSHA is ordering $85,000 in fines for Liquid Engineering Corporation. The Workplace Safety Agency finds the company liable for 7 serious violations. Carlos Medina of Texas was cleaning Blair's water tank when he passed out from the cold and drowned. OSHA is not recommending any fines or citations against the city of Blair. The Small Business Administration is speaking with businesses around Duluth and Superior to let them know what future changes the Blatnik Bridge could bring. Small Business Administration officials say if local businesses struggle with delays or other risks, Washington may be able to help. Officials also say an extra 10 feet of clearance should allow almost any ship to come to the area. The Blatnik Bridge is a crucial corridor between the twin ports. I'm Terry Bell for James Kelly, and this is Civic Media News.
A potential playoff preview begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers are locked into the NL's third seed and will play in next week's wildcard round. This weekend, one of their potential playoff opponents, the New York Mets, are in Milwaukee for a 3-game series. The playoffs begin Tuesday. A familiar face awaits on the opposing sideline this Sunday. Vikings running back Aaron Jones will play his first game against his former team. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said there's still a lot of love for Jones in Green Bay.
You can't help but, you know, love the person and who he is and what he's all about and his family. I mean, they were always around, and you know, you gotta, no different than when I go against my brother, you gotta shut it off for a period of time, and then, you know, you can hug him after the game and tell him you love him.
The team has not announced whether Jordan Love will play after missing 2 weeks with an MCL sprain. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunny and even warmer tomorrow, a high in the mid-80s. More sunshine and low 80s Sunday and Monday, then much cooler. Highs fall back to the low 60s on Tuesday and upper 60s for Wednesday. It's 82 right now.
The Todd Alba Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Pat Kreitlow, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll be back from California and be catching up on the news as well as Wisconsin events. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves the sin but hates the sinner, Pete Schwabba.
Damn right. Hey, Wisconsin, how we doing? Oh, it is Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. This is exciting. It's always exciting. For some reason, it's more exciting to talk about show business, movies and TV and comedy and music on a Friday night, because that's kind of the genesis. That's when it all starts, is weekends, entertainment. It's extra special on the weekends. It can get us through the week. After a long day, we sit down and we binge watch, or we watch movies, put on the headphones, listen to some music. But I'm telling you, Friday night is the night to discuss movies and TV and all kinds of entertainment stuff, which we will do presently. It is great to have you with me wherever you are in our great state. It's great to have you tuning in, whether it's on the radio or on the stream. Hey, Conrad, I think we should just go over the parameter. Where can people stream? Where can people watch the radio?
Of course. Yeah, we're on YouTube, WGBW or Civic Media. We're on Facebook, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, and on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it, Civic Media.
This is getting insane with Twitter because, I'm hearing from people that I don't even follow. Like, Twitter, regardless of what your political views are, Twitter is so right wing right now. You can't sign on without. I'm seeing all of Trump's tweets and all of Elon Musk's. That's how my feed is. And I don't follow either one of them. It's just, it's like, I don't even like it to begin with. I don't like Twitter anymore, or X, or whatever the heck you want to call it. It's just a cesspool.
Yes, it is.
But I still go there for news because they break news quickly. I have some sports people I follow there, but you can't sign in without being in your face politics. It's terrible.
Well, see, that my Twitter is mainly all sports. Like, that's all I will see. And then the occasional, like, video I didn't want to see. I'm like, cool, you just ruined my day. Thank you,
like
Twitter.
Like, what video?
Just something I didn't want. I don't mean, it's,
so you're
it's
not
just
getting the political stuff?
No, not on Twitter, no.
I probably need to make an adjustment or fix a setting or something, but see, I cannot get away from it. It's maddening.
This is what happens when you click on the tweet, you know? To get more explanation, you want to look at the comments for it or something. That's when they're like, oh,
then
he likes it.
They keep feeding you.
He likes it, so I'm going to keep doing it. That's the algorithm that they serve. So me, every time I see something with sports, I click on it.
Yeah.
And now my feed is just all Twitter, or sports, on Twitter.
But here's why. I hear what you're saying. I've heard that before. Algorithms, yada, yada. However, I do click on people I follow politically. And I'm curious about the comments. Mostly I go to see comments because oftentimes on Twitter, you'll see comments that attack whoever posted it more so than
yes,
support.
Yes,
it's
you
so
will.
Twisted.
Yep. Yes, it is.
It should be called Twistered.
Well,
with an X.
I think it's worse on theirs because it's like anonymous pretty much.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've talked about that before. You can have just put up an avatar and name your name as Mike1234, and you can say whatever you want. It's totally gutless. I cannot stand it. How did I start off the night on such a negative? Well, how did I get on Twitter? Oh, because you can watch us on Twitter.
Yeah, you can. So anyways, you can watch us on Civic Media's Twitter page. Okay. We're live on there right now.
That's lovely. we had a fun show tonight. At 6:35, the guy behind the guy will be here. That's all I'm going to say. I'll give you his actual name in the next segment. But he's a guy that's introduced us to a lot of guests here at Nightlight, and I'm thankful for that. And he's a former record executive. But for right now, no names. Actually, if you go to our social media, you'll know who it is. But I'm calling him the guy behind the guy because that's cool. You know, you want to be the guy orchestrating people's lives. That's power, baby. JB Thompson is his name. Let's quit messing around. He'll be here at 6:35. Really good guy. Excited to talk to him about an upcoming event that we will also have people on Monday talking about. Bill Rabane, the director of the Giant Spider Invasion, they're having a big gathering for him, I think October 5th, next Saturday, in Wauwega. And he is a legendary director, and he lives in northern Wisconsin, and he filmed that cult classic in northern Wisconsin. So we talked about Bill before on the show. We've had Bill on the show. And he was really fascinating to talk to. But JB will be here. He'll talk a little bit about that, another indie film he's working on, his time in the record business. That'll be fun. That's at 6:35. And then, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, which can only mean one thing. It is a Bar Band Friday night. Co-host of Max Inc. Radio, Terry Barr, will be here sharing new music with us, as she does every week, and sparkling conversation. Is there a more positive or upbeat sounding person that you've met in your life, Conrad, than Terry Barr?
I don't think so.
She's like so happy all the
time.
Well,
we just met Charo, though, so.
Okay, touche. Terry, that'll be fun to mention to Terry. Terry, you've been one-upped. Her name is Charo, and she's a show business legend. So, fun show. We're talking about, we were talking about movies last night. And or was it last night or the night before where we talked about what is the most offensive thing in a movie?
No, that was yesterday.
That was yesterday. Yeah. Okay. Be it an R-rated movie, an NC-17 movie, what most offends you? Sex, language, graphic violence. Well, it got us talking about comedies and how, I think for me anyway, it was a big 20-minute sex scene in the middle of a movie just as like, what is the point of this? So our question tonight is, what is your favorite raunchy comedy? You could also call it a sex comedy. That's what they were called in the 70s and 80s. Animal House, Caddyshack to some degree, Porky's, as Conrad mentioned earlier. There was a movie, and it was all these like phallic innuendos in the 70s and 80s. Joystick, it was like all these terrible. But let us know tonight, what is your favorite raunchy comedy? I would say American Pie is in that category. Yeah. Superbad. Superbad's. The first hour of Superbad is a masterpiece. I love it. and I like the movie overall, but I maybe old school too. I would say old school falls into that category.
Yeah. The reason we came up with this question as well is because I mentioned to you earlier that it's the release of,
Don John.
Don John.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
And I believe it came out in 2011. That's what I think I saw.
2013. Yeah.
And that is definitely a raunchy comedy. And I just saw it like 2 months ago.
You saw the whole film. I was not aware, or I misunderstood what you said. So how did you, did you think of it?
It's really funny.
Okay.
I don't really want to explain it on air.
Probably can't.
Yeah. I just Google it and then just type in
I'm just gonna
explanation.
Read it. We're on at night. We're all adults here. A New Jersey guy dedicated to his family, friends, and church develops unrealistic expectations from watching pornography and works to find happiness and intimacy with his potential true love. Does that sound familiar?
Yep.
Okay. He's kind of become autosexual, lack of a better.
See, the thing about that is the problem, they make it kind of smaller in that because it goes on for like, I feel like 30 minutes of him going through that problem.
Of having sex with himself.
Yes.
Wow. 30 minutes. That's
It feels
ambitious.
Well, I guess it feels long because you're like, all right, why am I watching this? You know, it's...
Did you feel a little bit like odd?
Because people catch him doing it and it's like,
oh dear.
She's like,
you don't need to relive that nightmare. Doesn't enough of that happen in your real life? Scarlett Johansson's in it. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Julian Moore, Tony Danza, ladies and gentlemen, and Brie Larson. Boy, a lot of these people have blown up.
It is really funny, though. There's some great comedy moments in it.
Is it a good movie?
I'd give it a 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10. All right. I'm going to go to the Rotten Tomatoes. But that is our question tonight, ladies and gentlemen. What is your favorite raunchy comedy? Let us know, and we will read your text on the air. It'll be fun. That's what we do here at Nightlight. So I have, you know, it's fall. We broadcast right next to a gelato store, which is it makes a lovely product. The gelato, Conrad says it's not as good as gelato in Italy. I believe him.
Yeah.
But it's delicious. I mean, gelato, even bad gelato, is probably pretty decent. But I have I went to see my daughter today at her college, so I kind of dressed casually. I had an and one shirt on with Michael Jordan going up, speaking of raunchy comedies. Michael Jordan's doing, it's the Michael Jordan poster look. He's got his legs open and he's reaching up for the dunk from when he took off from the free throw line. And I spilled gelato in an area that looks like Michael Jordan's jockstrap gave way. It was really obscene looking. I had a big gelato spot right at his crotch, hanging from his crotch. So I don't even think I can show that on the air, on the stream. We'd probably get censored, right?
Probably.
Probably look like I took a Sharpie and did it. So that was the way my night started out. Luckily, I've got an overshirt and I look presentable. For those of you watching on the stream, Sherry checks in and says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Sherry, are those Santa Clauses? Those are Santa Clauses, aren't they?
They are.
And hearts. I like the hearts. I like the Santa Clauses, but I think maybe she meant pumpkins. Maybe the pumpkin button was right next to the Santa Claus one. Either way, Sherry, you text whatever you want. It's great to hear from you. Donna from DeForest says, Pete, just... Oh, she says, just block these guys. Yeah. I blocked Elon, and now I don't have to see his... Yeah, he is embarrassing himself. It's sort of like he just seems so desperate.
I have a feeling since he owns it, just one day he's just going to be like, these people who blocked me, I'm getting unblocked.
Yeah.
He's doing it himself.
Maybe. I don't even know how to do that, to be honest. And honestly, I'm only on Twitter now because of this show. 90%. So I don't really care. I just scroll past it, but I do find it suspicious. It's strange. And like I said, I think I said this last night, Elon is pushing so hard for Trump and it's so obvious why. Like you can go back and hear things he said about him. Like they're not like pals. He just wants to do whatever he wants, but I shouldn't have to read about it every time I log onto Twitter. So maybe I'll take your advice, Donna. And I'll block the overlord of Twitter. Steve from Florida says, Dumb and Dumber, the toilet scene is epic. See, that's interesting because I equated raunch with sex, but your dad is right. That's raunchy. Yeah. Jeff Daniels dropping a deucey doodle-doo. all right, so keep those texts coming. What is your favorite raunchy comedy? You can let us know. I didn't even read the number. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. The guy behind the guy coming up at 635. We'll be right back. With more surprises here on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Right now, I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love. I found myself phoning her at least 10 times a day.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap. Werzer Builders invites you to discover easy living in their 55-plus senior condos conveniently located on Eau Claire's south side in the Timber Bluff neighborhood development. Enjoy quality custom units with well-thought-out floor plans, kitchens with center islands and granite countertops, charming front porches, and outdoor patios with pergolas. Units are two-bedroom, two-bath, come complete with appliances, and start in the 270s. Contact Werzer Builders today for lot availability and building details at info@werzerbuilders.com.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
I am so curious to see how this pickleball movie is going to turn out. Ben Stiller is making a movie about pickleball. Pickleball has swept the country. It's not quite more popular than the NFL yet, but it's getting there.
Well,
it's got a ways to go.
Yeah,
I would love to see what that combine looks like. A bunch of 80-year-old dudes doing the 40, seeing how many times they could bench 225. Ben Stiller is making a film called The Dink. That's got to be a pickleball shot, right? Like you just kind of maybe dink it in there, I would imagine.
It is called a,
Okay. And I've played more pickleball than the average guy. I still wouldn't call myself an aficionado. I don't think I'm that good at it, but I have played quite a bit and I've been playing for about 12 years. But it's huge right now. So in the spirit of dodgeball, Ben Stiller is directing a movie called The Dink about pickleball. It's going to star Jake Johnson. What do we know about Jake Johnson? Do we think he's a worthy adversary for the star?
I didn't even know that, and I actually think it's pretty good.
The guy from The New Girl?
And he was in Tag.
Oh, yeah.
Let's Be Cops. He was in this movie. It was a Hulu movie. I got to go to the Google for what it was.
A Hulu movie? They don't make many movies.
Self-Reliance.
Okay.
This movie was amazing.
Really?
I'm pretty sure it's... I need to look up the Rotten Tomatoes because I'm pretty sure it got a really good rating. But if you haven't seen that, I recommend it.
I'll have to check that out. Yeah, I don't know much about him at all.
74.
A comedy, that's amazing.
Yeah, I really like that movie. I think that's a great actor to be in that, though. I could see him being in pickleball gear.
Sure. I think he... I have seen him and stuff. I got to tell you, I cannot even think of him acting, though. It's weird. But Ed Harris is going to be in it. Mary Steenburgen. Ben Stiller will have a supporting role. And Andy Roddick is going to have a supporting role. Jake Johnson plays a washed-up tennis player who, I guess, turns to pickleball. You can see that coming a mile away. It's like a tin cup situation or something. But do you think it's going to be like dodgeball where they just like start wailing on the older people and crushing shots and stuff?
I think the old people are going to crush you the washed up tennis player.
I don't know.
And then he needs to learn how to play it the actual way because he goes into it thinking like, I'll be good. I was a tennis player, you know. I don't think he'll actually take it seriously until he gets into the competition. Then he needs to learn it from the ground up.
Then he realizes there's nuance in the game. And Ed Harris will take him under his wing. I guess. I mean, to me, it seems like it really does lend itself to comedy in the way that Dodgeball did. You could have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be the requisite people getting hit in the crotch with hard wiffle balls, pickleballs.
I think Emerson Lehman's going to be in it, right?
Well, he should be. Sounds like he is like hardcore pickleball. That is, and he's such a young guy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't think who knows? I mean, I was playing tackle football with my friends till I was about 27, which is lunacy. It's really stupid. But I played basketball. I don't know that I would have wanted to slow down. Not that pickleball is like, you're active and you're playing.
Yeah.
But I don't equate it with like Frisbee Ultimate or basketball or one of those games where you're like moving fast back and forth.
Well, see, the thing about pickleball is it is very fast-paced, though.
Yeah.
It is.
Sure.
But I don't, like you said, you're not getting as much activity, though, as those other sports. But it is fast-paced, at least.
I feel it's like tennis for people who don't want to be that active. But it's fun. There's no question about that. This is another story that drove me crazy. And I'm so tired of hearing about... Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez have a $68 million home that they paid cash for. Great. They've earned it. They're both big draws. They've earned every penny. But sometimes when they write articles about these people having trouble selling their homes, I'm like, are they honestly, do they want us to feel sympathy? And this is another thing. David Beckham and his wife, Victoria Beckham, They live in a block called Mansion Row, I think it's called. And there was a whole article in the New York Post about how they'll have to endure their neighbors getting their home renovated. And it's going to be loud construction noises. And the whole article is like, what a challenge it's going to be for them. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. How many homes do they have that they can escape to during the carnage of their next door neighbor fixing up their house? I'm sorry, I can't, and billionaires too. I'm tired of hearing about ridiculously rich people that can't catch a break. And again, they've all earned it. They, you know, whatever. Elon Musk made some shrewd business moves. He got his money. Mark Cuban, same. Warren Buffett, my God, that's a lifetime of wealth he's built. David Beckham, great at his sport. Ben Affleck. But, you know, give me a break. Could you ever feel sorry for a billionaire or a multi-billionaire? Nothing I read would make me, unless it's like something physical or the loss of a loved one, I go, of course, because we're all human beings. But outside of that, sorry.
Yeah.
They'll be fine.
I totally agree. It's like, you know, nothing can be that bad for you when you have that much money.
Just buy your way out of it. Spend your way out of it, buddy. Suck it up. Throw some hundreds at it. Throw a few C-notes. All right, so JB, our guest at 6:35, coming up next, says next Friday, 10 to 4, favorite raunchy, that's the Bill Rabane event, I'm assuming. I'll clarify that with him when he's on the show. He says his favorite raunchy comedy is National Lampoon's Vacation. That's a great one, too. Here's my only issue with Steve's comment. I don't know that a PG-13 movie can be considered raunchy, even though there's the Jeff Daniels crapping his brains out soon. JB also says so many amazing films to choose from. That's certainly true. And then continues on and says highly competitive pickleball over the top. That's what the movie will be. Just like Dodgeball. Okay. It's a Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr will be here at 8:35 with new music like she always is. And coming up after Civic Media's award-winning news keeps you informed, the guy behind the guy, JB Thompson, will be here. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I don't know what I'd do without you, babe. Don't know where I'd be. Every time I'm with you, baby, can't believe it's true. When you lay in my arms and you do the things you do, you can see it in my eyes, I can feel it.
This is 93.5 The Tap. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Unemployment in Wisconsin is 2.5%. The State Department of Workforce Development says that's down from a little more than 3% in July. Joblessness went down in all 12 major population centers in Wisconsin since August, as well as since last year. Pro-democracy groups are calling out the mayor of Wausau for moving an absentee ballot out of the public's reach Sunday. Nick Ramos heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
Stunts like this only sow seeds of doubt into the security of our elections. This makes people think that their vote does not count. The truth is that your vote matters in every single election.
The Marathon County District Attorney is looking into whether Doug Diddy broke the law. A complaint has also been filed with the Wisconsin Elections Commission. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. A man from Eau Claire who was the ringleader of an area drug trafficking organization is going to prison. Hector Jimenez Sosa was convicted of distributing methamphetamine after pleading guilty in July. This week, he was sentenced to 10 years in prison and 4 years of supervised release. He was arrested after undercover law enforcement officers bought drugs from Jimenez Sosa during their investigation last year. An art exhibit in Eau Claire aims to raise awareness about homelessness. It's called More Than Homeless, and it'll be on display at the L.E. Phillips Library in October and early November. Retired art teacher Dan Ingersoll volunteers at the Community Haven House Day Shelter. He says he was inspired to put on the exhibit after working with homeless people on art projects. Money raised will go to keep the shelter open longer hours in the cold weather months. I'm Terry Bell for James Kelly, and this is Civic Media News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Headed to the movies this weekend? Here are a few options that hit the big screen. First up, it's the highly anticipated The Wild Robot. If you love movies about robots that get stranded on deserted islands, then The Wild Robot is your film. The story follows the adventures of Roz, a robot who has to endure harsh conditions after being stranded on the island and befriending a gosling. As you can imagine, it's a family-friendly film. The critics are raving about it. It's currently pulling a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. Francis Ford Coppola's 40-year, $100 million project Megalopolis also hits the big screen in wide release this weekend, but to uneven reviews. The legendary director's passion project is pulling about a 50% on Rotten Tomatoes. And if it's graphic horror you're in the mood for, check out the Demi Moore film's The Substance. The film explores trying to make a better version of yourself by using, you guessed it, The Substance. What could possibly go wrong? Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the mid-50s. Sunny and even warmer tomorrow. A high in the mid-80s. More sunshine and low 80s Sunday and Monday, then much cooler. Highs fall back to the low 60s on Tuesday and upper 60s for Wednesday. Right now it's 80.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, orange man, losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, State Senator Kelderoy is on how Republicans just keep digging a bigger hole when it comes to women's reproductive health care rights.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Jim from Appleton says, "Oh, Pete, there are so many." He's referring to raunchy movies. That's our question of the night. What is your favorite raunchy movie? Could be a sex comedy, could just be an R-rated shock comedy, whatever you want to call it. But we're calling them raunchy movies for the night. Let us know, 855-752-4842. Jim from Appleton says, "Oh, Pete, there are so many." Porky's, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Yeah, I would put that in that category too. Biloxi Blues, the Neil Simon movie, Jim, with Matthew Broderick. The Van, Animal House, How to Choose. Yeah, there's a lot of great options. I don't think I saw The Van. I don't know what that is. Maybe our next guest knows what The Van is. Should we ask him? Why not? Ladies and gentlemen, joining me now on Nightlight, I'm excited to welcome my next guest. He is truly the guy behind the guy. He's found me several guests since I've been on the air. He is an indie filmmaker and a social media marketer, and he is kind of co-running or helping out with a big event coming up next week that we'll talk to him about as well. Joining me now on Nightlight for the first time is JB Thompson. JB, how are you?
I'm awesome, Pete. How are you doing?
Doing great. This is fun that we could finally line this up.
That's great.
Yeah, I've been wanting to have you on because here's what I like. When I say the guy behind the guy, you suggested a topic or a guest, and I'll be like, great, that sounds fantastic. Why don't you come on and we can discuss it? And you're like, well, you know what? This guy would be much better. Very selfless and very kind of passing the torch or paying it forward, whatever you want to call it. So I appreciate your selflessness and your contributions to Nightlight from behind the scenes, and it's great to finally have you on the scene.
Well, it's really great to be on here. And yeah, I've dodged it as long as I could. I had to go out and get my hair cut so I look presentable today and everything else to get ready. So, you know.
Oh, wow. For a phone interview, that's really impressive. But it's great to have you here. All right. So where to start with you? Let's start with you told me a week ago that you were working on a film, an indie film. Can you tell us about that? I love indie films.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're working on the proof of concept for it, and the final edits should be done today, and then it goes off to get colorized, and it's just been a blast, man. I mean, it's called The Rise of Deermageddon, the musical, and this kind of originated a while ago, probably about 4 years ago. They talked about it, and then about a year and a half ago, I caught wind of it, and I'm like, let's do this. So, you know, we teamed up. We got a lot of different actors together, and actually, I was introduced to Dan Davies from our mutual friend Eric, and Dan's always doing film projects, right? Like he's out there hustling and making all these different things happen. And so he was kind of looking for somebody to kind of take ownership of this project. So we did the screenplay for it. And then, yeah, we shot it about 3 weeks ago, and it's been in post-production, and it's hilarious. A lot of great actors in it from the Wisconsin area. I mean, we got Dan, we got Kayla Kelly, which she's been on your show, Ezekiel Drews. Yeah. I think he might've been on your show. Amy Radloff, Daniel Wheeler, Craig Knitt, he's been on your show.
Sure.
Caroline Thompson, Eric O'Branson, Tarek O'Branson. So it's a phenomenal ensemble of people, and it's just funny, and it's a little bit weird, man, which I think, you know, it's a washed-up football player from Wisconsin, which I laughed because I found out that the Godfather of Green Bay, which is about this bar owner that's a washed-up football player from Wisconsin, right?
Yes. The Godfather of Green Bay, I wrote a character called Big Jake Norquist, who is living in the glory days, and he is a washed-up football player. Now he's a gangster and a drug dealer in Green Bay. So, yeah, that's an easy target, right? It's a great role to write. But tell us, and part of it is, JB, I love that I don't know if you introduced me to Dan. I knew Craig. But I don't know a ton of filmmakers in Northeast Wisconsin, so it's great having met those guys, and your part in that has been great because that's what I like to talk about. I love indie film. I love any kind of film, but I want to be supportive. I know Wisconsin, in my opinion, They should make more movies here. And I know they're trying to pass incentives, but there's so many creative people here, so much talent. And I love what you guys did. When you say you shot 3 weeks ago, is this a feature film?
Nope, this is just a proof of concept. So it was supposed to be eight minutes, and it turned out to be just under 15.
Okay.
So this is proof of concept so we can sell it to make the feature.
Gotcha.
And right now we're eyeing up a bunch of different festivals, and we're going to do a festival run with it.
Nice.
So trying to promote the Wisconsin filmmaking. But it's funny because it really came clear to me when I was watching The Godfather of Green Bay, because there's a couple of different ways to view Wisconsin. Right?
Sure.
So I asked Conrad when we were getting ready to go here, if he's from Wisconsin. He's like, yeah, I'm from Northeast Wisconsin. Okay, so he sees things differently, right? I grew up in Wisconsin, but I've lived in Chicago, Florida, Montana, and L.A. And so you see different parts of the world, so you perceive the world here differently.
Right.
Especially if you're coming from one of those locations to here, because people are kind of over the top. So in your writing, did you feel that they were over the top characters that just needed to come out, or was that just for the comedic sense?
That's interesting. To me, it was purely a sort of autobiographic. I had done stand-up comedy. You know, you work your big rooms, then you go on the road, and you work little towns, a string of one-nighters to pay the rent. And that's kind of what these guys were doing in The Godfather of Green Bay. I love small-town bar characters. They're just, you know, I love dive bars, always have, whether they're in big cities or small towns. I find that's where you get the best characters. So that's kind of was my inspiration for setting it in a bar, in a roadside bar. And, you know, you throw some Wisconsin accents in there. Some people, you'd be surprised, don't like their accent being made fun of. And, you know, I did get a couple people come up to me after and go, we don't talk like that. I'm like, yeah, we do. And it's not a big deal. Just who cares? Like people, you know, when you show someone from Brooklyn or the South or a surfer, they all have that, you know, kind of twang or whatever it is with the language. And to me, that gives it authenticity. But yeah, that's kind of where
I think
it came
we can
from.
All agree on Boston, at least.
Oh, yeah,
that
for
Boston,
sure.
Boston, you know, they pretty much nail that in film all the time.
Absolutely. So Deermageddon, is there a deer hunting angle to it, or is it strictly high school football?
It's a zombie deer musical. So there's an element of zombie deer into it, as well as, you know, some high school footballish stuff. But really, it's a story about a man overcoming kind of this small town backwater thing where the town's going into the crapper, and he's trying to bring it back, right? They're trying to encourage this guy that was once the hero of their town to turn his life around, right? So it's kind of a Rocky story along with that, and there's zombie deer in it and some phenomenal songs. We booked the composer out of L.A. She's like 74. She's won like all these different awards. She conducts orchestras and everything else. She did the music and the arrangement, and I wrote all the lyrics. So
nice.
Yeah, it's just been a blast, man.
So let me ask you this, JB. How do you get, if there are any aspiring filmmakers watching, when you shoot an indie film, you've got to raise money. You need money for the film. You need money to shoot, I mean, a proof of concept. You can't shoot that for free either. So are you guys using your own credit cards, some savings? How are you getting through this process? Because the frustrating thing is if you have a proof of concept, you're not going to make money back on that, most likely, unless you make the movie as a feature film, right?
Exactly.
So where do you go
With this, I mean, it was talking to a lot of different business owners and different people in the community, and I love helping people connect with other people, as you know.
You're the guy behind the guy.
The day before we were going to shoot this, we didn't know how we were going to fund it. And then I had a very good friend, you know, he's like, yeah, you still looking for money? Come on in. And I go into his office, and he goes into a file cabinet, he grabs, you know, a wad of cash, and he's like, will this be enough? And I'm like, perfect. So, you know, I'm really appreciative to him, because that was the day before we started shooting. We had everything lined up and everything else. And I mean, you could take personal assets and stuff, but it's always better if you have somebody sponsor it, right?
Yeah, it's a nerve-wracking, journey. And I think in my experience, I was blatantly honest with people. I'm like, look, you have to be able to take this money, throw it out the window, and never see it again. And, you know, I never wanted to take food off someone's table. Like, I don't want your life savings. I don't want this. If you have expendable income and want to do something fun, you'll probably enjoy this. You know, I mean, you just have to shoot people straight, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think the products that have turned out, I mean, it'll be something that'll last forever. That's the beauty of what we do in the indie filmmaking or indie, any type of filmmaking, is once you create something, we're still watching films that were made when films started to be made, right?
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Kind of brings everything into perpetuity.
Absolutely. My guest is J.B. Thompson. He's the guy behind the guy. At least he is for me. He's introduced me to a lot of people here in Northeast Wisconsin. And so did you grow up in Northeast Wisconsin, J.B., or a different part of the state?
Nope. I grew up in Oshkosh. So okay. I guess we kind of call ourselves Northeast Wisconsin. It depends where you are in the hierarchy, because yeah. It kind of looks down as you go south on 41 or 43. Like, people look down upon the people that are below them, right? Fond du Lac being the basin of it. So pretty much Green Bay, you know, looks down on Appleton. Appleton looks down on Oshkosh. It's just this fun, almost like Packer versus Bears thing, right?
Funny.
There's just this descent upon people that are in different locations in the state, I guess.
You know, it's so funny you say that, because I think people just by their nature need to look down on someone else or make fun of the town across the river or whatever it may be. Yep. When I went to school at DePaul University in Chicago, and I met a girl from Nina at a party, and she was one of the volleyball players. And she said, I said, oh, I'm from Wisconsin too. She goes, where are you from? And I said, Marinette. And she goes, oh, you're way up there. And I'm like, that's the response I get. Look, Nina's way up there in the broad scope of things. Like, she just chose the one nugget that could make herself feel better. But,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's hilarious that you say that. All right. So you worked in the record business too. You said you worked for Warner Brothers.
Yeah, I was in Chicago as a market manager. And then I went from Chicago to LA. That's what took me out to LA, was working for Warner Brothers Records. And just assisting with, you know, different groups in town, like bands that were traveling through, meet and greets, live shows, all different sorts of stuff, kind of like a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
Of, you know, helping out. And I worked with some phenomenal artists, and I met some great people. And that's my bailiwick, is being in that creative space. I love creative people that, you know, aren't the people that are attached to.
This is a presentation from Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and Civic Media. It's Friday Night Lights time in the Chippewa Valley. Eau Claire High School football is on the air. Coverage of tonight's matchup begins with the pregame show featuring an interview with the head coach, a look around other area action, and the keys to the game. Let's go to the field. Here's Scott Montesano.
It's time to turn on the Friday Night Lights. Hello, everyone, and live from Rothschild, Wisconsin, it's Eau Claire area high school football this evening. It's the North Huskies, the Eau Claire North Huskies, at the D.C. Everest Evergreens. It's been over 25 years since the North Huskies played postseason football. Not since many of these current players' parents were in high school themselves, but they have a chance to end that drought with at least two wins in their last four games. They'll be in the playoffs. They look to get one of those victories tonight, but it'll be a challenge as they take on the first place team in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, D.C. Everest. D.C. Everest has won five straight and started conference play 3-0. They have a strong running game led by one of the best athlete names out there, Blake Bangston. But it's their defense that has been so good, it's hard to score on this team. So if this is to be a good night for the North Huskies, expect it to be a game on the lower end of the scoring. I'm Scott Montesano, joined this evening by Derek Montesano, and we're excited to have you with us for this coverage of Eau Claire area high school sports kickoff coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. And Derek, it is homecoming here at D.C. Everest. It is shoulder to shoulder, butt to stomach, not a seat to be had at this ballpark today. Should be a fun environment.
Oh, yeah, you can expect a fun atmosphere here tonight.
Now, of course, we usually get a chance to talk to the head coach before the game, Matt McGinnis, head coach of the North Huskies. Unfortunately, our schedules weren't able to match up. Obviously, Matt's busy with coaching the team, but also is a special education teacher at Eau Claire North High School. And a couple of planned interview times we had with him, Well, for better or for worse, his job came calling. So we had students to attend to, so we were not able to record an interview, but Matt was kind enough to tell me some keys he was looking for tonight. And the thing here for this North Huskies team, Derek, they want a good start tonight. Every team wants a good start, but if they're going to win on the road at a good DC Everest team, they want that good start and to get some confidence.
Yeah, they really want to start with that good build-up. Build preferably an early lead, get on the scoreboard early, and that what really builds confidence.
The other thing, too, they really want to lean on the senior quarterback, Peyton McCracken. They want to have a big night from McCracken so that DC Everest cannot load up in that box and just guard against the run.
Yeah, they want him to really get that passing game going today, and that's going to be really big for North. If he can get that good passing game going, then I think North could have a good day.
Mentioned that this DC Everest team has an outstanding defense, but they have some highlight guys on offense. The quarterback, Logan George, is good. And then you've got Blake Bangston, who's averaging more than 7 yards per carry.
Yeah, that is just unheard of numbers. 7 yards per carry, that is crazy. That is nuts.
He accounted for over 250 yards last week in their win against Marshfield. He had 6 touchdowns in their week 2 win against River Falls. So we'll see if North can at least slow down Blake Bangston. We'll have a timeout here. We'll come back. Derek's going to take a look around some of the other area action as we near kickoff for this one. Eau Claire North at DC Everest from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name? You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley. Talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com, and look for them on Spotify.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
It's time to go around the area with me, Derek Montesano. An undefeated Regis Ramblers team in the conference, 3-0 start, looking to put themselves in a good playoff position today. They take on the Mondovi Buffaloes, who are 2-1 in the conference. Elsewhere in the Middle Border Conference, the Altoona Railroaders still looking for that first conference win, and boy, do they need it now if they want to have a shot at making the postseason. Not an easy task, though, this week as they take on first in the conference, Baldwin Woodville, who look to really just deaden them. Also, back in Eau Claire today, Eau Claire Memorial has their crossover game against a familiar foe from the BRC, a 2-1 Menominee Mustangs team who they'll look, as Memorial really needs that game as well if they want to even have a remote shot at the postseason. Elsewhere as well, in the North American Hockey League, the Chippewa Steel were in action today. They take on Colorado, and they took a tough loss 3-2. That is your look around the area. And when we come back, my dad Scott will have the play-by-play here at ECHometownRadio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play. Heard only at echometownradio.com.
It's time for kickoff. With the play-by-play of tonight's game, here's Scott Montesano.
It is a jam-packed house, at least on the home side, in Rothschild, Wisconsin, suburb of Wausau. The Eau Claire North Huskies at the D.C. Everest Evergreens. Huskies, two wins away from qualifying for the postseason in almost 25 years. D.C. Everest, though, first place in the conference. Well, we'll see if the Huskies, who have won their last two games, albeit against teams that have yet to pick up wins themselves in Superior and Memorial, can punch up today and get a victory on the road. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well. A lovely night here in late September. Not a cloud in the sky. The sun has set off to our left just beyond Rib Mountain here in central Wisconsin. You can see the orange low on the horizon, but above it is a picturesque fall evening. And Derek, again, they had the homecoming parade just beyond the visitor's sideline when we got here. We had the park four towns away and walk uphill both ways to get here, but it's a great crowd. A few North fans opposite of us, but definitely on the DC Everest side, about 2,500 are packed in here like it's a prime rib night at the local supper club.
Oh yeah, it is a completely jam-packed house, at least here where we're sitting. But yeah, it was a huge parade going on before this game, and I expect a completely great atmosphere from this crowd tonight.
Thank goodness I packed our sandwiches before we left from Eau Claire. We almost had to eat the sandwiches halfway here for sustenance. If we don't make it back to Eau Claire, it's because we perished on the long walk back to the car after the game.
It might happen. You never know.
Send the search parties out. All right, we'll get ready for this one. As North won the toss, they will receive. And right away, Matt McGinnis's offense will go to work. And if they are to pull off the upset against DC Everest, having a good start is something that, even if he hadn't said it, is important. Because you want to have that confidence, but you also don't want to be chasing a team like DC Everest, which has won five in a row. DC Everest under first-year head coach Braden Mitchell, but Mitchell was the offensive coordinator last year. DC Everest, a program that's been kind of middle of the pack in the Valley Conference the last number of years, but last year they were solid, and this year shaping up to have their best year. Stasny does the kicking. He'll boot the ball, sending it from our left to our right. High end over end kick taken at the 5-yard line by Aaron Solberg for North. Makes a man miss. He gets to the outside of the far hash marks, past the 20-yard line and walled off at the 24. And that's where North will begin. First and 10 at their 24-yard line as they'll move from right to left across your listening device. An all-turf field here. DC Everest strong defensively. We'll talk a lot about their offense, but very strong defensively. Peyton McCracken in at quarterback for North, connecting on 64% of his passes. Big write-up on him today in the Leader Telegram. Behind him will be Levante Bean, the main back, averaging more than 4 yards a carry, but expect Michael Friesen to get a lot of carries. Well, in fact, that is Friesen who's back there now that I see it. McCracken, quick out past the far sideline, catch made by Zach Shipman. Past the 25, out near the 30-yard line, and he'll get to the 32-yard line. Gain of 8, second down, and yeah, we'll call it 2. Yeah, Michael Friesen in the backfield. Friesen missed the first 2 games, but he's been in the lineup the last 3. He's averaging more than 5 yards a carry, and he's become